Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRA Soul Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cometics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. Our chat room is at www.nitrasit.com, nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. So now we want to discuss the cannabis, the holy sacrament, and the events for November. So this is being recorded November 2nd, so more events to come. I'm discussing what we have on the calendar thus far. So our answer to the Thanksgiving is called Cannagiving. It's a private affair dinner party, a night of excellence, where we will have entertainers, spoken word poetry, of course, delicious food, infused options, cannabis. It's a must, actually. Good vibes, drumming, bingy, and vendors, of course, people selling and a bunch of networking. Two scoops of networking. So come out, support the collective and the great works that we're doing at our event at Canna Given this year and for onwards. Reach out to us via email at nrsoradio@gmail.com. Send us your requests there. We sold some tickets at the $100 mark for early bird. I believe the tickets are going up. I will let you know. I will actually post the new price. And why isn't it on Eventbrite? So I will do an Eventbrite. This is pre-Eventbrite. Hey, family. Welcome to NRSO Radio. I'm your host, Nithra Sutton, your girl, Nitra. How are you? Hoping everything is well on your side of the planet. Okay, let's jump into the conversation. So today I want to talk about self-promotion and what it means to self-promote. Okay, so I've been talking a lot about the last 2 weeks about flexing a muscle. And this muscle is a social muscle. I think, I would say it's a filter, social filter muscle, where you put blinders on, see your goal, and will not be influenced by what anybody else says about your vision and how you're going about promoting your vision. I was going through social media today and I happened gratefully to stop by
Grandmaster Flash's post about meeting Dave Chappelle and Dave Chappelle's reaction to him. And Dave Chappelle telling him his story about him told by Eddie Murphy, where Grandmaster Flash self-promoted himself by dressing, according to Eddie Murphy, futuristically, dressing in the future and standing outside the club waiting for a day that he would get a shot. Needless to say, all the people who know hip-hop pioneers know the name Grandmaster Flash. So imagine that. So for people right now who are hearing things about why you're always promoting this, whatever your platform is, why are you always this, why are you always just this on this platform, that's your message. You have conviction about your message. People can give you more information, but never deter from your message, from your message is correct. From you feel your message, your what you need to say needs to be said, it's your truth. No one can add on to your truth. As far as your truth is concerned, that should come out in its purest form. As people can teach you how to maybe direct the message, maybe you go off on a tangent. I'm guilty of that at times, you know, go off on a tangent. Or maybe your message isn't clear and they're trying to help you streamline it. Oh, I agree with. But for someone to come and hear what you're saying as far as how you're promoting your business or your idea and saying, oh, I don't think. Hey, they answered their own question. They don't think. Because the thing is, no one can see what you see at the end of the tunnel. No one can produce or promote what you see at the end of the tunnel that you are trying to tell people, jump on board, come and see this with me. So my thought to you is stick to your vision. Winner, loser, draw. It's worth going through the journey just to see what's on the other side. So join the conversation. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it, how you think about it. I personally, my personal story about self-promoting to a fault where someone said something to me about it and how I reacted was I was on Facebook one time talking back and forth with someone. They were in the process of writing a book. I was, you know, selling my garments, building relationships, and then showing people what I did and closing a deal. And so at one point, I don't know if they were frustrated with, you know, people not hearing their sound or not amplifying their sound. So, you know, I was giving suggestions. And sometimes when you're giving suggestions, people could turn around and say, who asked you? And you got to be cool with the who asked you, especially if they didn't ask you. But they're expressing that they're having difficulties and you've had the same difficulties being an entrepreneur. So you go, hey, can I suggest these things to you? And of course, sometimes they want to hear, but then sometimes what you're saying sort of hits on maybe things that aren't happening and it could hit a nerve. Neither here nor there. I mean, if they open the door, wonderful. If you step through the door without a welcome and got pushed back, wonderful. I guess you're trying to be helpful. I guess I was trying to be helpful. Whatever. Anywho, so we're discussing, and I think I offered some unsolicited help, and the retort was, well, you're on here begging people to buy your stuff. So at the time, of course, it was like, ew, bee sting, ouchie, but I was, and I am, and I still do. So what shifted? Not taking it personal, because that's my light at the end of the tunnel. When I want to create like that. So if I'm making patterns and I see, oh, this is a cool design. Hey, check this out. Hey, you know, and it's not interested or they are interested. The fact of the matter is, who had to promote? Me. Who knows that I made this great thing? Me. How do I get you to find out? I gotta tell you. So that's what I'm talking about as far as self-promotion. Let me hear what you think.
You are now listening to NRSO Radio.
Peace. So here we are at Enteru of the day. I am calling forth Bast. Bast is depicted as a cat nature and often portrayed as a woman with the head of a black cat. She sometimes carries a sistrum for music or is depicted with as a complete cat. Bast is the lover of music, dance, and pleasure. Bast is a protector of pregnant women, also protects you from disease and evil spirits. Go Bast. She was commonly considered the personification of the beneficial fertilizing power of the sun. Sekhmet is her counterpart. She, the daughter and wife of Ra, mother of Khonsu and Mahes. Her spiritual center is in the northern delta at the city of Per Bast. Bast is one of the oldest Nencheru on record. Her color is green and her stone is malachite. She is associated with fertility, warfare, and protection of the Nsuit, divine rulers. Her temple was visited before battles. Bast is known as the Lady of Pleasure and Sexuality. She is sometimes called the Soul of Ast and associated with the sun and the moon. She is able to work and play in balance. A variant spelling of Bast is Bastet. Bastetet. B-A-S-T-E-T. Bastetet, who protects the two lands. Hail to thee, Eye of Ra, mistress of the Necheru, plume wearer, soul one superior to her father, to whom no Necheru can become superior, great of magic in the bark of millions of years, sacred one dawning in the seat of silence, strife and peace are in thy grasp. Praise to thee, who art stronger than the Necheru, joy to thee. This is in the Book of Coming Forth by Day, Utterance 164. Reading from Spiritual Warriors Are Healers, page 50. The Echiru is Bes. Originally a lion nature of protection, Bes is the nature of art, music, dance, ceremonies, and celebrations. The origin of Bes is in the region of Kilimanjaro at the beginning of Hapi, the equator region of the equatorial region of Kemet. He represents joy and pleasure and is the protector of children, youth, and the helper of women in childbirth. He is depicted as the bearded dwarf Necher, with bowed legs, a tail, and often playing a musical instrument. He is a domestic Netur, protector against snakes and various terrors. At the temple of the Nsuit Hatshepsut Amun at the Deir al-Banhari, Bes is shown aiding in the birth of the great servant Hatshepsut Amun. His female counterpart is Baset. So for me, it's Enteru that like the party. No, not we're not making light. But honestly, from another sistren, so Bast, Bes, also guardians of the holy sacramental herb. Get into that.